broadcast.
Tell me what you want to be when you get old. Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Welcome, boys and girls. This is brought to you by Blog Talk Radio, Blake Radio Network, and Aunt Jules' Bedtime Stories. And let's see what we're going to do today. It is a bright, bright, sunny day, and we're so thankful that you're here because we know that it must be Sunday. And so all the boys and girls, big and small, mommies, daddies, grandma, nannies, grandpa, Poppy, aunts and uncles, and people who just care. And let's hear that little song a little bit that we usually always talk about that lets us know where we are. Our opening theme. Blake Radio Network.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Now, once again,
do you hear that, boys and girls? I think I hear it. Do you hear it, Aunt Jules?
I hear it. Wow, because like we said, it was a sunny day.
They must be playing outside, getting ready for summer.
And it sounds like they're having a great time, too.
Yep, I hear cheering.
How are we going to get those kids to come inside?
I think I have an idea that we can do.
What's that?
Of course, Aunt Jules' bedtime stories. It always brings the kids in.
It certainly does, and I think it also makes mommies and daddies and grandpa and grandma really happy when they do come in without any fussing. Hey, are you coming in? I hear them coming in. Because they have a long list of things to do. They've got to do this bedtime list, which we always play just to make sure that they're there. So, boys and girls, put away your bike, put away your toys, put away your train. And don't forget the helmet. You got to put that away, too. And also the chalk. And you're probably pretty dirty from doing all that fighting and playing with your friends.
Of course, boys and girls, you must get ready for bedtime.
And thank you again, Starfish, for coming on board. This is your best time ever because it's your season where it's warm and hot. And
yes,
school will
girls.
Soon be over.
The sun is shining, pools are opening, swimsuits are let out from the storage. What does that sound like, boys and girls? Yes, you are so right. Summertime is almost here. A few more weeks until swimming, tennis, climbing, sleepovers become our everyday routine. It's a summer celebration. Now, speaking of celebrating, do you know what we are celebrating next weekend?
Boys and girls, did you hear it from your mommy? Did you hear it from your daddy? Did you see it on TV? Or maybe Grandpa and Grandma told you about what this holiday would be.
Well, yes, of course. I know you're planning barbecues with your family, so you may have answered that question with a barbecue celebration. But, boys and girls, think hard and long. What have you been discussing in school all of this week? What else are we celebrating? I will give you two clues. And the clues are actually our theme and our words of the day for bedtime stories on Jewel Bedtime Stories. Number one, honoring. That's a big word, honoring. And number two, a hero. We have two H's, honoring and heroes. Now, are those clues helping you out for our celebration of next weekend? And the reason why some boys and girls may have school off next Monday? Yes, you guessed it. Memorial Day weekend.
They're so smart.
I know. Now, Memorial Day weekend, what really is Memorial Day weekend? Well, have no fear, because on Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories, it is not only a place where we can go off to dreamland, but it's a place where we can gain so much knowledge and expand our imagination, so then when we do go into dreamland, we can soar into the infinite sky. So, last weekend, we learned about the history of Mother's Day.
Certainly.
And this weekend, of course, we're going to learn the history of Memorial Day weekend. And boys and girls, this information, this knowledge, is what you can share with your friends. It's what you can share with your mom and daddy and grandpa and grandma and aunts and uncles. And even your teachers, because they love knowledge. And the best part about it is knowledge is free. Just like hugs are free, and I love giving hugs. Knowledge is free. Hugs are free. You can do it at the same time. So, Memorial Day was established May 30th, 1868, to honor the nation's war men and women who fought so hard. Although some lives were lost, their memory is lasting forever and shall be forever shared. Just like we spoke last week, everyone around the world celebrates their mother and Mother's Day. No matter who you are, where you come from, everyone celebrates Mother's Day. This holiday, Memorial Day, everyone celebrates it too. It is a time where we can all take back and be thankful for today's military men and women, and honor them because they are our nation's heroes. And I think we have a wonderful guest today. We're so, so, so very thankful for him to come on. It's Grandpa Roberts. Hello, Grandfather.
Hey, how you doing? You know, the 3rd from of May is also Grandfather's birthday.
That is wonderful. What a very great day to celebrate not only my great-great-grandfather, but Memorial Day weekend, Memorial Day holiday. Now, tell us what you can say about Memorial Day, Grandfather.
Last week, we went out to visit Grandmother's grave. And that was really nice to go out and say hello to her again. and nice, and the sun was shining bright, and it was real nice and cool breeze. It was just really nice.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful, wonderful day to celebrate and honor heroes every day.
Now, what do you now, do what, when you... Oh, I'm sorry, Starfish. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Mom.
Well, I was just going to say, what is it that you usually do when you're, like, on the Air Force Base? Because that's where you were. You were a serviceman. What did they do for Memorial Weekend?
Sometimes they have a parade on the base for the servicemen. And mostly, Torrance, they always have a parade every year for the military personnel. And they show all the displays of the trucks and different weapons that the military have.
And I know the other thing that's really nice is they're dressed in their military uniform.
Yes, yes, yes. Dressed in their uniform. And then you go out on a Navy base or the Air Force base or whatever, and they show that this different equipment, and it's kind of good to see.
That sounds amazing.
Makes you really proud. Now, how many years did you serve in the Air Force?
I was 22 years in the Air Force. And then I went to work for the post office, and I served 22 years in the post office.
Did you ever go overseas?
Yes.
In the military?
Yes, I was overseas. I was in Africa. In fact, that's where my first child was born in California, the second born in Kansas, the third born in Africa, and the fourth born in California, and the last born in California.
Oh, did you ever see any, go to an Air Force base or a military base and see test pilots flying out?
Oh, yes, always, constantly. The Bluebird and Blue Angels always came over. The Navy team always came over. And they have a flyby, which was really interesting to see.
Breaking the sound barrier.
Thank you.
Mojave Desert.
Yep.
Well, boys and girls, it's so wonderful to hear from your grandparents. And I know that you can ask them questions, and they can tell you about why it's so important to have Memorial Day. And Starfish has also some more information to tell you about Memorial Day. I think the grandparents would love for you to talk to them about it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing, because here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, we love to share. We love to hear stories. We love to hear people's experience and how it was, especially when learning about history, such as Memorial Day, Mother's Day. We get to live and breathe and see one's experience through a story. And we want to thank Grandfather Robert so much for letting us into that storybook.
Right.
And
the thing that was also, I'm sorry, Starfish, the thing that was also great is that when the military has, they have a certain place that they go, and their family, their spouse, also can be able to go on the military base with them. So whether it is buying groceries or at a gravesite or even going to the military base for just regular stores, regular shopping center. So as we said before, Starfish, I think that some of the boys and girls would probably love to ask their aunts and uncles and grandfather and grandmother, how was it for them when they were with the military?
Yes, of course. They definitely want to hear their stories, because everyone has a wonderful story about how they felt honored to fight for our nation. And I know you must be asking yourself, how can we honor our heroes of today? During your great, fun, yummy barbecue next weekend, you can certainly wave those colors of red, white, and blue to show that you're honoring our heroes. Or You can go visit a national cemetery here, actually right in my hometown, and you can see the history of what each individual did and how each individual fought so very hard. Because everyone has a family. Everyone came from a mommy. Everyone had eventually a daddy and a grandma and a grandpa. So they all have stories to share.
And where's your hometown again, Starfish?
Of course, Washington, D.C., but I do love swimming all around the world. Sometimes I'm on the West Coast, sometimes on the East Coast, but I stay in the same Washington, D.C. with the rest of my starfish family. And another way, boys and girls, that you can honor our heroes is writing. And I know you so very much love to write because we talked last weekend about poems. And some of you boys and girls were so kind to send us wonderful poetry about your mom. So I know you would love to express your gratitude for any one of our men and women who have fought for the nation. You can send letters, you can send emails or pictures or drawings just to express to them how much you care and how much you feel that they are your hero.
And that email address is AuntJewelBedtimeStories@gmail.com. Again, pretty simple. AuntJewelBedtimeStories@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your poems.
Of course, boys and girls. So much knowledge here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. But of course, we mustn't forget that we must go over our bedtime list because look at the time. We need to make sure that we have our list ready and we have our favorite PJs. But before we can even get to the PJs part, we must make sure we have number one checked off our list. Are all of your toys and all of your papers and drawings from your arts and craft corner cleaned up? If you can check yes, then we can go to the next item. Next, we must eat our dinner, our veggies, our dairy, and everything on our plate that our mom makes for us because a full belly is a good belly. If you can check off that list, we can go to the next item. Check. Number three, get that bathtub ready. Put your toys in the bathtub, your favorite rubber ducky. We are going to take a splash in the bath. And boys and girls, I know you want to hear our song to get you ready.
And we know that it's important to have a list because mommies wouldn't go to the grocery store without a list.
Of course not. Boys and girls, this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story List.
At night before you get tucked in, check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list. Me.
Boys and girls, we know that you're not ready to go to sleep yet, but we're just trying to get you ready for that time to get ready for bed. And it's so wonderful that Starfish gave you a list, so then you'll know what to do next. And that makes you feel better when you know what's the next step. Because you're going to be eating lots of food, the barbecue ribs, potato salad, corn on the cob, bread, garlic bread, and lots of fruit, and lots of fun and games, lots to do. And seeing all your friends and your relatives, it's a really fun time. And, of course, saluting and paying homage to the United States. And Starfish has lots of visitors that come out to the ocean to see her.
Oh, yes. I love visitors.
And before we even do that, maybe I should do one book really quick since we're talking about having the memorial picnic and going to your favorite park and putting everything in the trunk before you go. And having all that food, and Starfish, usually what happens if you have so much food and you don't have it covered up?
It either loses its cool or gets to become cold.
Or...
and maybe flies. Oh, no.
Exactly.
Start eating it.
Right, you're right. Flies and ants, and if you happen to be in the beach, what usually comes?
Seagulls, my not very fun friend.
Yes, sometimes they're pretty annoying. They can certainly be annoying sometimes. And you also have those other little friends that fly in the sky that are somewhat like seagulls, but they're also called pigeons. And oftentimes they might be not even wanted. So I have a book before we get into getting ready for bath time. We'll let you pick out some of your favorite pajamas because that might be a real good thing to do. And you might have to get those things. And it would be wonderful, too, to be able to have Grandma, Poppy, aunts and uncles put you to bed. Mommies and daddies, it's a fun time for them. So, Starfish, should I read that book early, or you want to do something else right now?
Yes, jump in right into the book, because we love story time.
That could be why we call it Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Well, this book I have, it's called The Pigeons Find a Hot Dog. And it's a nice thing to talk about because with barbecues, you have hot dogs and hamburgers and ribs and fish, all kinds of food that we just mentioned. Now, these words and pictures were by Mo William. And we're going to have a special guest. It's a duckling. And this is a Hyperion book, boys and girls, for you. So I want you to go to your friendly community bookstore. Because, you know, Starfish, since summer is coming up, a lot of schools will be giving children lists for you to be able to pick out some books and check out during the summer.
Yes, the summer reading list. Everyone has one.
And for those who can't read, what kind of thing do you suggest, Starfish?
I would suggest picture books because anyone can look at a photo and just explore their imagination and create their own story.
Well, I think this is a great book, and maybe later on sometime we'll be able to read this book together because there is the pigeon and also the duckling. But I'll do both the voices. So, boys and girls, are you ready? Did Grandma pick out your very favorite toys, or did you have to show her where the teddy bear is, or maybe where your dolly is? Here we go. Oh, a hot dog. Flap, 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 flap. Of course, that was by the pigeon. Yummy, yummy, yummy. He picks up the hot dog. Ah, now Starfish, have you ever in your whole life saw something that you picked up to eat and you could just almost taste it and you're just talking about it and feeling so good and you don't think anybody else is around you?
Yes, of course. I love dessert. Yum, yum.
So, while the pigeon is admiring what he has because he found the hot dog, he didn't notice that there was a little duck that was coming by, scooting right along. And the pigeon said, "May I help you?" "Is that a hot dog?" said the duckling. "Not a hot dog. My hot dog." The little duckling steps back. "Ah," says the pigeon. The duckling puts his hand up to his beak and says to the pigeon, "I have a question." The squirrel turns around and looks. And the duckling says, "I've never had a hot dog before. Now, Starfish, has that ever happened to you? When you are just about ready to put it right into your mouth, you can almost taste it before it even gets to your mouth. Does someone come and say something to you? How do you kind of feel about that?"
"I just want to get down to my favorite food and don't want to be interrupted."
Exactly. And that's exactly what the pigeon thought, too. And the little duckling asked another question. "What does that taste like?"
"Well, they are a taste sensation. Each morsel is a joy, a celebration in a bun." And as he's saying that, Starfish, can you imagine? The little duckling is actually taking notes. "If you've never experienced the splendor of a hot dog, you should really..." "Wait a second," said the pigeon. "This hot dog is mine. I found it."
I think it was pretty smart of the pigeon. He began to wonder, why is this duckling asking me so many questions? Starfish, do you can you imagine? What do you think that this duckling, why is he asking so many questions?
I don't know why he's asking so many questions. I can't wait to see.
Of course, enjoy it, said the duckling. Go ahead. Well, as the pigeon opens up his mouth, the duckling says, would you say that it tastes like chicken? The pigeon holds the hot dog on his wing, and he looks at the duckling, and he puts the hot dog down, and he says, can you believe this guy? What? Said the duckling. It just tastes like a hot dog, okay? Okay, okay. And the pigeon is sitting there going, I wonder what he's going to think of next or say. So it doesn't taste like chicken then? Said the duckling. Oh, for Pete's sake, said the pigeon. Hey, I'm a curious bird, the duckling said. That's it, said the pigeon. It's my hot dog, right? This is unbelievable. Mine, 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 mine. Finders keepers is what they say. I'm a curious bird. What do they taste like? Blah, 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 blah. I can't take it anymore. Yeah, right. What am I supposed to do? As the pigeon is asking himself, and he looks at the duckling as he puts the hot dog back in his wing, the bird, the duckling, says, I think I got an idea. You know what? You're pretty smart for a duckling. It needs mustard. And he broke the hot dog in half, and they're all eating it. Can you imagine? Here the duckling says he doesn't even know what a hot dog tastes like. But then when they break it in half and he has half of it, he says, do you have some mustard? So what do you think that he was trying to say? Starfish, do you think that this was his first time that he's ever eaten a hot dog?
I don't think so.
I think he fooled them like sometimes, boys and girls, you do with your mommy or your poppy or your daddy or your aunt and uncle. You fool them sometimes by acting like you don't know what happened. So I wonder if the boys and girls are sleepy, and I wonder if we heard that bedtime list, so I wonder if they are going to do the next step. Do you know what it is? Do you have any idea, boys and girls out there? I think that Starfish knows.
Oh, yes. It's almost that time to get ready for bed.
It certainly is. Now, sometimes we might be so tired that we don't even want to admit to that. And that's why your parents are there to be able to help you admit to it. And even if you don't want to admit to it, they will kind of ease you into it. So I think you have to, as your grandma says, get your water. Do you have that? Check. Was that on the bedtime list? You have your favorite toothbrush? And do you have your rubber ducky? Do you have anything ready for bed? I know that you have your favorite pajamas already set out there, and I know that you have the pillow all fluffed up by your mommy and daddy. And you've got those house slippers. So what should the children do? I think they're saying, maybe we should get ready for bath. How do you think that will go over with the children and the kids and the boys and girls out there, Starfish?
Taking a bath is definitely a necessity. I love feeling clean. I get to take a bath all the time. And our favorite song for taking the bath is Rubber Ducky. But we're going to have to hold on just one second.
I know that taking a bath for you boys and girls is lots of fun, too. At first, it seems like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. But then after a while, you get in there and you have bubbles, you're blowing bubbles, you're playing with the rubber ducky, you're playing with your action figures and everything, and sometimes you don't even want to get out.
Exactly, and you know, if you stay in the bathtub for too long, you might turn into a starfish.
You wrinkle all up.
Exactly.
Oh, and there's also bath crayons that you can draw things on.
Wow, even the wall?
Yes, you can. It's all in different colors. You can write your name on the wall. You can write your friend's name. You can even write your mommy or daddy's name, too. But the best thing is it comes right off. It washes just like you do. All the dirt comes right off of you. And if you have a special bath oil, you don't even get to see the dirt.
Wow, that sounds fun.
And don't worry, boys and girls, you don't go down the drain with the water.
Thank heaven.
All the splashing, and hopefully there's more water still in the bathtub than there is on the floor.
Because we don't want our mommies and daddies to slip and slide, and they may even fall in the bathtub.
Right, or they may even be all wet.
Oh, no.
So, I think that boys and girls would find that this is a lot of fun. When we had Pat Burns here last time, our Arthur from Grandparents Day, she said that her grandchildren love to get in the bathtub. They love to be able to do that. And we heard some of the grandparent song and everything. I have a little book to read that we can go to that while we're waiting for the song. What do you think about that, Starfish?
That sounds like a plan.
Okay. And then afterwards we can hear Rubber Ducky. Now, this book is called The Rabbit Who Didn't Want to Sleep. I know that might be some of you out there. Sometimes it is a little hard to agree to wanting to go to sleep. Now, The Rabbit Who Didn't Want to Sleep was written by Lillian Edfall. And it was illustrated by Sarah Giberson. So are you ready, boys and girls? Here we go. Now, the rabbit was tired, but not very tired. He had watched TV. He had eaten dinner. He had taken a bath with his little sister. But finally, he had gotten out all his cars. There was the Volvo and the Saab, the delivery van and the race car. the space car and the truck and the ambulance and the police car, the Jeep and the tired old tractor. He had made an extra cool track for them. He was just about to start driving the Volvo. Then a voice came from the hall. It was Mommy. It said, "It's time to hop into bed." "It can't be true," thought Rabbit. "I just started playing. Time to put on your pajamas and choose a book." The Mommy's voice continued. "Now we have already chosen a book." The rabbit who didn't want to go to sleep. "But not now," Rabbit thought. "Not right now." The Volvo hadn't gotten to drive around the track even once. And there was a line of other cars that also wanted to take a turn that had to take a turn. Rabbit took the Volvo, the engine purred, towards the kitchen. There he saw a pair of familiar paws in front of the sink. They were Daddy and a friendly voice, and without turning his head, Daddy said, "It's time to go to bed. Shall we keep reading the book we began yesterday?" Dad's voice, we know what that means. "Can I stay a little longer?" the rabbit asked, while the Volvo skid around Daddy's leg. "Now 5 minutes then." Daddy gave in. Daddy nodded and moved his paw. Now the Volvo purred loudly. It drove quickly out of the kitchen. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Then it was the sob's turn. Then the delivery van, then the race cars. Wow, lots going on. That was the one that was always so impatient. Now right in mid-curve stood Mommy, blocking the way. "Uh-oh, a little longer," begged the rabbit. "A little tiny bit longer. One more lap for the race car." Well, the Mommy said, "Okay, one more lap for the race car." Now the rabbit took the race car. He drove one lap, then another. He drove 7 laps. He drove 18. He drove 38 laps. He had forgotten just how much fun it was to play with the race car. Suddenly, he bumped into Mommy again. Now the rabbit had to brake hard, and the car's tires scratch. "Just one more time," begs the rabbit, looking up, trying to show those sad, droopy eyes. Mommy's ears were long, but even so, they were hearing anything right now. She didn't want to hear it. "It's late. Your little sister is sleeping already. You have to go to daycare tomorrow, and you have to brush your teeth." "But I'm not done playing," explained the rabbit. The race car tugged. It wanted to get away. It quickly changed direction. Now the rabbit could barely keep up. In the rush, he saw his bed. He looked still and sad, very sad. In fact, he didn't want to tell a story there anything soon, anytime soon. Onward, onward to the next room, where his little sister was sleeping. At that moment, the race car lost control and crashed into the window. Oh my goodness, it's crashed into the nightstand. The car rolled around a few times, the trunk flew open, and something fell on the floor. The rabbit had to go get the tow truck quickly, then his little sister would wake up. Daddy came running into the room. His front paws were wet, and he looked irritated. Little sister sat up in bed, wide awake. She thought it was morning and wanted to get her oatmeal right away. The rabbit was in a hurry. Where was the tow truck? He didn't dare ask his mommy or daddy. His little sister would probably help him look if she could have her oatmeal. Someone had to pick up all the toys. How was he supposed to find the tow truck now? He was forced to dump out the box again so he could search more easily. Just then, he heard a determined step behind him. He looked around. Quickly, he had to hide. He had to hide under the couch.
This is no longer fun, said his dad, and growled. There will be no stories unless you come out right now.
Wow.
I know. I think his dad is getting pretty tired and pretty upset at him. Come O-U-T. Starfish, do you know what that means when the parent starts to spell out the words?
They must be angry.
I think they are. But the rabbit didn't make a peep. I wonder what's going on. He spelled out the word. He even showed that he was not very happy about the rabbit being back there, but he's not hearing anything at all from the little rabbit. He laid behind the couch. It was warm and dark there. Suddenly, guess what happened? He fell sleepy. Far away, he heard his little sister get her oatmeal. Soon he was snoring. Ah, said Daddy, who heard the snore first. There you are. So Mommy carefully carried the rabbit to his bed. She stretched her soft cheeks and whispered, so you're tired after all.
But I'm not tired. I'm not even a little bit tired, said little sister to Mommy. I can stay awake all night.
The end.
Certainly not tired. I know he was fighting it.
He was. And there's still time because you still have to do a number of things before you go to bed.
Of course. We have to brush our teeth and take a bath. So, to get ready for our bath water, let's listen to the Rubber Ducky by the Cedar Mountain Kids.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth and I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun.
I love all the bubbles.
Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, up. Oyster Bay. Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, Dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Time for bed it is.
So now we're squeaky clean. We've got our ears all washed in between our toes, and you smell so fresh, and being able to have that big hug from Mommy and Daddy, and the pillows already fluffed up for you, it's a wonderful time to be able to slide in the sheets.
Oh, yes, it is.
And I think all the outdoor smell is gone, and now it's time to daydream. And I wonder if some of you boys and girls, are you sleepy yet?
Are you sleepy yet?
Well, I think that some of the boys and girls, and especially Kaylin and Jalen, I think they're already yawning. And Denise, Grandpa's already gone to bed. He's already sleeping now. We just heard from him. And this is a wonderful time because we've also heard a little bit from, well, quite a bit from Starfish telling us why it's so important to have Memorial Day. So I think some of them might even be yawning.
Oh, it's contagious. I'm yawning too.
Well, I know that.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, we'll just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning.
Cloudy, our dog, has already fallen to sleep.
Oh, something to wake us up. Mexican hat dance. Perfect. Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
Yawning can
Are you asleep?
Almost.
Droopy eyes, droopy eyes. But you know, in the West Coast, California, the sun is still so bright.
I know.
And I think we're going to make some new friends. So, we need to be able to say something to those new friends because we want them to feel very, very welcome.
Yes, here on Aunt Jo's Bedtime Story, we love having new friends. And, of course, when their friends are grandfathers.
Exactly. So it was so much fun to hear Grandpa Roberts tell us about Memorial Day and what he did when he was in the service, because he was in for a long time.
He was.
So, boys and girls, I know that you'll be planning your picnic, and I know when you see that food, how good it smells, you will be so happy that you were there to have some good eating. You'll be so full, and when you're so full, it makes you want to take a nap. So maybe on this side, we're taking a nap, but where Starfish is, they're actually going to sleep.
Exactly. And at the barbecue, you can share your knowledge about Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, because it's more than just getting off from school, and it's more than just having a holiday, and it's more than just seeing sales at the store. It really means something.
Exactly.
But we know that if you don't get that sleep and if you don't take that nap, it's like a book that we'll read the next time called Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day when you don't get that rest.
You need the rest.
Yes. So are we going to close off with making new friends?
Of course. We love making new friends. This song is Friends by Randy Newman.
And we even like our friends that we've known for some time. This song,
of course, because they're still friends.
Exactly. And thank you so much for Blake Radio Network and joining us again with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story. Thank you. Good night.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Or you got a friend in me.
Your favorite place
yeah,
to go to
you
sleep to.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Oh, yes, you do.
You got a friend in me.
And Starfish says bye to them too.
I
right,
got
Starfish?
A friend. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together. See it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
We love you. Good night.
Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, a friendship will never die.
Blake Radio Network says goodnight too.
You're going to be in the cast on me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Thank you for joining us. Good night.
Good night.